This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With apologies to F. Scott Fitzgerald, turns out there are second acts in American lives, most particularly on television. There's a Sex and the City reboot coming to HBO Max. Gossip Girl and Dexter apparently are going to get re-upped as well. But why? Because you had classics, fan favorites, big moneymakers for the networks back in the day. Oh, wait, that must be it. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at the business of the reboot.
You probably recognize this theme song, even if you've never watched Sex and the City.
Everybody has heard of it. Everybody understands it. And everybody, whether they were fans or not, has seen some portion of it. That is a rich and rare commodity.
Robert Thompson teaches television and pop culture at Syracuse University.
You have already got an entire history of promotion, advertising, brand identity that has already been bought and paid for.
Which is actually part of the danger here. The new Sex and the City won't include one of the four main characters and will probably have different writers and directors. Joe Piccirillo has produced TV and film at networks, including HBO. He says there's a certain magic to how shows work.
The challenge is, how do we capture that magic in a bottle again and get it to work again?
Capturing the magic doesn't mean copying the original. Sex and the City, for example, premiered more than 20 years ago. The world has changed, and the show's characters have to as well.
So it's a juggling act. You have to convince people it's worth coming back after all this time and getting reconnected with the show.
The payoff for reboots is also in getting viewers, new and old, to reconnect with the original. That's crucial for streaming, says Paul Schneider, who chairs the Department of Film and Television at Boston University.
Because places like Netflix and HBO are having to come up with such a huge amount of content to keep their subscribers feeling like there's fresh food on the table, I think they're looking everywhere.
Because of this, the Sex and the City reboot can be a success for HBO, even if it isn't one for the fans. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.